from the beginning. If that's not a contradiction in terms, we're going to Brachas Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The first parak of Brachas is a little bit of a mixed parak in that it's part regular sugars, but it's definitely part Agoda. Parak Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, and then again after Daf Zayin. It's a bit of a mix. So we'll see, we'll try and strike the balance correctly. But it's a lengthy parak, it takes 10 daf at least. So it'll take us a while, probably the best part of this whole thing. Me'emosai kairin es shema ba'arvis. Ah, what a beautiful words to hear, the opening words of Shas. Me'emosai kairin es shema ba'arvis or ba'arvin, they have in the Girsois. From when can you begin reading Kriya Shema ba'arvis? Meaning, there's an assumption or a pre-knowledge that you have to say Kriya Shema at night. The Mishnah doesn't even state as a fact that one has to recite Kriya Shema. It just says, from when do you recite Kriya Shema? So we'll see, the Gemara will discuss this. If you begin with a question, then it sounds like you have prior knowledge. You definitely have to recite Kriya Shema in the evening. And the only question is, when exactly is the time? Says the Gemara, when is that time? From when? Misha'o sha'koyanim nichnosim le'echol bitrumosom ad soif ha'shmura harishoino divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So the Mishnah is telling me two halachas, from when and until when. From when is from the when the Koyanim eat Truma. Now, what does that mean when the Koyanim eat Truma? Says Rashi, the opening Rashi in all of Shas. Me'emosai Koyanim Neshema Ba'arvin Misho Sha'akoyanim Nichnosim Lechel B'Trumosam. Koyanim Shenitmu, we're talking about a Koyan who became Tomei, V'Tovlu, and they toivled in the mikveh, V'Heriv Shimshon. What does that mean, v'heriv shimshon? We know there's a halacha of a tevul yoim, which is a kohen, or anybody for that matter, who becomes tomei for one day. It does not mean that they go to the mikveh only at the end of the day. Essentially, they can go to the mikveh at 3 o'clock in the afternoon as well. However, the halachas of tumah remain in place until the end of the day. That's called Heriv Shimshon. Heriv, like from the notion of Erev or Ma'ariv. So until the end of the day, we'll have to see what that means. Is that Tzeisach Rechavim or Shkia? But let's presume for the moment it's Tzeisach Rechavim. At that point, says Rashi, Vehigia Itom. And now their time has come. Le'echol b'trumah, they can finally eat trumah. As long as the Kohen is Tomei, then obviously it's an Issa Do'iraisa for him to eat trumah. When will that Issa be removed? He's tovled in the mikveh. He's waiting till the end of the day. Let's call that Tzeisach Rechavim. So the Mishnah is telling you, from the time the Kohanim can eat Truma, namely from Tzeisach Rechavim, that's when you can begin reading, reciting Kriya Shema. And of course, the obvious question is, what on earth is the Mishnah telling me this halacha in such a roundabout manner? Why can't it simply say, May Amosai Kairinus Kriya Shema from Tzeisach Rechavim? Why do I have to teach me another halacha suddenly that from the time that Kohanim eat the Truma, etc., etc.? So we'll see that the Gemara discusses it. But either way, this refers to Tzeisach Rechavim. So that's from when. Now comes the question, until when? So we have various opinions. The first opinion is ad soif po ashmura harishena. Now, what's ashmura? What's ashmura harishena?
First watch.
The first watch. So let's have a look at Rashi, because Rashi says that the night is split up into various parts. Ad soif po ashmura harishena shlish halayla. It is 1/3 of the way into the night. The night begins at Tzeisach Rechavim, it ends in the morning at Alois HaShachar. You work out how many hours that is altogether, and 1/3 of the way into it is the end of the first chelek of the Laila. Could Mefarash be Gemara? as the Gemara will explain in Daf Gimel. Umisham ve'elech, and from then onwards, Ovar Zman. That's it. The Zman has passed, and presumably that means you have now missed your opportunity to say Kriya Shema. Why is that? If the mitzvah is Kriya Shema Balayla, then wouldn't that mean any time of the Laila? Says Rashi, no. Deloy Mikri Su, it is no longer called Zman Shchiva, quote unquote. You cannot call that the time of lying down. And why is lying down critical? Says Rashi, because the loy korino be, I can no longer refer to that as b'shoch b'cha, quote unquote. The Torah clearly tells me that when is the time for reciting Kriya Shema? It is b'shoch b'cha, as you lay down. So it's the time that people lie down. When is that? So the Mishnah is telling you in the first opinion, and according to Rabbi Elazar, that's until the first third of a night. That's the time basically that people go to bed, and that's the time, therefore, you can call b'shoch b'cha. Umikami hochi, and prior to this, nami lav zman shchiva, is also not the time of lying down. Nobody goes to bed at daytime. Lefichoch, and therefore, hakoire koidem lachein, therefore, not only if you read, recite Kriya Shema after the time, are you not yoytze the mitzvah? So too, if you read prior to the time, lo yotze deichivosi. Lo yotze deichivosi. You're not yoytze yachiv. It's got to be read at the correct time. Now, this is a chidush. We'll soon see in a moment that there are other Tanoim in the Mishnah who disagree, and they say you can read, you can recite Kriya Shema all night long. Now, 1 second. But doesn't it say b'shoch b'cha? You cannot debate that the Torah says b'shoch b'cha, and you cannot debate either that people only go to bed the first third of night. Presumably, there's no machloikas. When do people go to bed? That's a fact of life. That's non-debatable. So if Rashi is telling us, in the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that you can only read Kriya Shema until the first third because that's when people go to bed, so how can there be an opinion in the Mishnah that says, no, you can read Kriya Shema all night long? How can that be? You can write, cite Kriya Shema 4 o'clock in the morning. Nobody goes to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, at least not the general population. So we'll have to work this out. Clearly, they seem to hold that b'shoch b'cha doesn't mean the specific hours that people go to bed. Rather, it is just a generic, it is a general reference to Laila. People go to bed at night. Which particular hour of that night? That opinion says we don't get involved in those details. Okay, we'll have to get to that in a moment. But either way, this is a very, very lengthy Rashi. This is only the second Rashi in all of Shas. A very lengthy Rashi where Rashi is telling us that neither can you recite Kriya Shema after the given time, nor prior to the given time. And if you do so, you are not yoytze your mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Now, why is Rashi being so marich? Because here we come with a big question. Says Rashi, im kein, if so, now that I've just explained to you that you cannot possibly recite Kriya Shema at the wrong time, and if you do so too early, you are not yoytze the mitzvah. So what's going on? Lomo, choirin, oiso, bebeis hakneses, question mark. So why do we recite Kriya Shema in the Beis HaKnesses? This is referring to the minhag, which is not so prevalent in Eretz Yisrael, but it is in Chutz La'aretz until this very day. And that is, people used to daven Maariv early. So in Eretz Yisrael, it's not so common because even in the height of summer, Nacht is 8 o'clock or 8:15, it's not so late. But if you go into Europe, you go to England, where Nacht can sometimes be at 10:30 at night. I remember when I was in Gates and Yeshiva, Nacht sometimes used to be at 11:15 at night. That's very late. So it was the common minag in Europe for many, many years, up to and including our day, that people daven Maariv miba'oid yoim, even though it was still day. So here comes the big question. I don't mind you davening Maariv, but what about Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema's got to be b'shapucha. So if you would tell me that you could be Yotze Kriya Shema miba'oid yoim, that would be fine, but Rashi's just told us that you can't. And if you read it prior to nightfall, you are not yet to the mitzvah. Well, if you're not yet to the mitzvah, so why are we saying Kriya Shema in Beis HaKnesses? Says Rashi, Kedei la'amoid betfilo mitoich divrei Torah. Massive chiddush. You're right, says Rashi. The reason we are saying Kriya Shema during Maariv is not in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Because you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and you will indeed have to recite Kriya Shema again once nightfall arrives. Well, if you're anyway going to have to recite it again, why bother saying it first time? Says Rashi, in order that when you come to Daven, meaning your Shmona Esra, the tefillah should be coming off the back of Divrei Torah. Kriya Shema is, of course, written in the Torah, so it means you're approaching, you're entering your tefillah mitoich divrei Torah, says Rashi, v'hochi, Tanya, v'braisa, v'brochus, in Yerushalmi. Says Rashi, this does not appear in the Bavli, but in the Yerushalmi, it says so clearly that the reason why you say Kriya Shema, even if you daven Maariv before nightfall, is not in order for you to be Mekayim the mitzvah. You will not be Mekayim the mitzvah. You have to say it again after nightfall. But rather, so that your tefillah should be coming off the back of Divrei Torah. Ulefichach. Therefore, because the Kriya Shema at your early Maariv is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Choyva oleinu likroisa mishetechshach. Therefore, there is an obligation upon us to recite it once it becomes dark. And you cannot say, well, I've said it already. That doesn't help. It doesn't help to recite Kriya Shema b'boid yoim. It's not the zman. The only reason we do so in the opinion of Rashi is so that your davening should be mitoich divrei Torah, but it is not a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Balayla, and therefore you're going to have to say it again once it becomes dark. Says Rashi, in conclusion, another chiddush. Ube Kriyas Parsha Rishoino She'odom Koyrei Almitosai Yotza. And with the recital of the first parsha of Kriya Shema, when you go to bed, you are yotzing. So Rashi now has launched into another chiddush, which we will have to investigate at a later stage. How much of Kriya Shema is absolutely necessary to Mekayim the mitzvah? So we all know, obviously, in Maariv, we say all three parashas. Says Rashi, technically speaking, you only need to read the first parasha, which means Kriya Shema al Hamito, where there you don't say all three parashas, you only say the first parasha. You can actually be Mekayim in the midst of Kriya Shema with that. If you want to hear a beautiful chiddush, which is mamish, very, very timely, I once saw this in the name of the grandson of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. He says, Adovo Niflo B'Yesa. We all know, even if you daven in the Groshul on Friday night, early Shabbos every week, but when it comes to Shavuos night, nobody makes early Yom Tov. Everybody davens with nightfall. Why is that? So one reason given is because of Sfiras HaOmer, that it should be Tamimois. The 49 days should be complete. comes along the grandson of the Chasam Sofer and says, no, I've got a brand new pshat. Listen to this, it's unbelievable. Do you know why we daven with nightfall on Leil Shavuos? Why can't we make early Yom Tov? And the answer is, because if you make early Yom Tov, then you're saying Kriya Shema Mib'oid Yoim. And you're going to have to say Kriya Shema at night. Normally, I don't mind you doing so. Why don't I mind? Because when you go to bed, you'll say Kriya Shema Al Hamito. And Rashi has just told us that you're Yotzer Kriya Shema with Kriya Shema Al Hamito. But Shavuos night, people are not going to bed. Because the minig is that many people stay up the whole night. So you won't be saying Kriya Shema Al Hamito. If that's the case, it's too risky. I can't allow you to daven Mariv before nightfall, because then you'll be saying Kriya Shema before the Zman. And who's to say that you'll remember to say Kriya Shema after nightfall? On a normal day, of course, you'll remember because everybody says Kriya Shema Al Hamito, but not on Leil Shavuos. That's why we daven with nightfall for Kriya Shema reasons. A wonderful, wonderful teretz.
Rav Bess in Los Angeles has this practice, this of tying a knot in the back part of his tie. And then as a reminder, so that if he's going to get ready for bed and he hasn't said Kriya Shema, it reminds him to say it. If he brought in Shabbos early.
So this was a little bit complicated on Motzah Yom Tov, first day Pesach. That very first Mariv, the first night of Chol HaMoed, it's the hardest Mariv of the year.
Oh, yes.
And you need to tie a knot in your tie and in your shirt and in your shoe. Because you've got to remember to say Moirid Atol. You've got to remember, which you've just switched to that day. You've got to remember to say the same bracha which you switch that night.
Atachon Antanu.
You've got to say Atachon Antanu, and you've got to say Ya'ale V'yavri. Besides for Atachon Antanu, the other three changes, if you make a mistake, you've got to repeat all of Shemoneh Esrei again. So some do one button of their jacket, two buttons of their jackets, but if you don't have three buttons on your jacket, you're a little bit stuck. it's a difficult marif. Yeah. Al-Koponim, so that was the vort of the Einikul of the Chasam Sofer. That's why we daven Shavuos with nightfall, not because of Sfiris Oimet Mimois, but rather because of Kriya Shema concerns. If you're not going to bed, then who's to say that you'll remember to say Kriya Shema after nightfall? Okay, back to our sugya, but this is all based on Rashi's Chiddush, which we'll have to see at some later stage. Is this unanimously agreed upon? The Rashi holds that you only actually need to recite the first parasha of Shema in order to be yet to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, because you are doing so with Kriya Shema al Hamito, so that suffices.
Is Rashi implying from his statement that when you say Marv, that you can say Marv without saying Kriya Shema?
Essentially, with regard to Mariv, yes, except we have this reason of Tfila Mitoich Divrei Torah.
Okay.
But without that, you're right, you'll be Yotzei to Mariv. Okay, back into the Mishnah. So the first opinion says you can recite Kriya Shema only until the Seif Ashmoiras HaRishayna, which Rashi told us is a third of the way into the night. Opinion number two, the Chachomim Oimrim, that no, Ad Chatzois. Rav Gamliel Oimer, Ad Sheyale Amud HaShachar. Until Amud HaShachar. What's Amud HaShachar? Says Rashi. Ad sheyale amud hashachar. Why? Shekol halayla korui, because the whole night can be called, quote unquote, zman shchiva. So like we said before, not chas v'sholem that there is a debate about when people go to bed. That's not negotiable. People go to bed at the beginning of the night. So it's a halachic machlokes. It's not a metzias machlokes. It's a halachic machlokes, albeit it's true that people go to bed only at the beginning of the night, not in the middle of the night or the end of the night. Nonetheless, because nighttime is the time of day that people go to bed, so maybe we're allowed to consider the whole of the night as one solid unit, rather than splitting up the night into various chunks. Now, the one opinion that Rashi has not explained is which opinion?
Middle one.
The middle one. The first opinion is the easiest to understand, because people, in fact, go to bed the first hours of the night. The last opinion, Chiddush, we consider the whole night as Zman of Shechiva. But Rashi did not explain to us, what about Chatzos? Chatzos is a very, very difficult opinion to understand. In Yiddish, we would say, Nishtahi nor Nishtahe, neither here nor there. What's going on? If you consider all of the night Zman Shechiva, then you should allow it till Amud HaShachar. If you look at specifically the hours that people go to bed, then it should be until the first Ashmeiris. So either or, but how do you get this compromise situation until Chatzos? So look at the Mishnah. Maisa, there was a story. Uba'u Bonov, his children, whose children? Rabban Gamliel, they came mi Beis Hamishta. His children came back from the Beis Hamishta, which is presumably a wedding. Amru loy, and they said to him, loy korinu es shamar. And they said to him, what should we do? We've come back late, and we haven't yet said kriya shema. Omar lohem, and he said, im loy olo amud hashacha. So he followed his own opinion and says, well, if amud hashacha has not yet occurred, then you're okay. Chayobim atem nikris. Then you are obligated. You haven't yet missed the zman. Not only that, v'loy zubil vad. Not only this, omru, not only this did they say, elo, kol ma she'omru chachomim ad chatzois, mitzvoson ad sheyale amud hashacha. Says Rabban Gamliel, I'll tell you a little secret, that even the chachomim who said ad chatzois, essentially, they also agree that the mitzvah is until Amud HaShachar. We asked before, what's this Chatzos opinion? It seems to be neither here nor there. Says Rabban Gamliel, indeed, if the mitzvah is Balayla, then that means the whole Layla. And the whole of Layla means until Amud HaShachar. Essentially, that's what they also agree, at least b'di'evet. Lechatchila, they tell you to read Kriya Shema at Chatzos, but that's not to say that they hold that the Zman of Kriya Shema is until Chatzos. No. The Zman of Kriya Shema is, in fact, all night long. Why they limited it to Chatzos, at least in the first instance, we'll see in a moment. But if you missed it, you have not missed the boat. You can still recite Kriya Shema all night long because essentially that's the time. And not only that, he carried on and he said, so too, Hekter chalovim ve'ivorim mitzvoson atshayal amud hashachar. We'll see in a moment, Hekter chalovim, when you sacrifice the korban during the day, so the main bosor of the korban went on Mizbeach immediately. But if there were any Eivorim or Eimurim, those used to be put on the Mizbeach at night. Until when?
Morning.
Says Rabban Gamliel, essentially until the morning. Not only that, I'll give you another example, a third example now. V'chol ha-me'echolim le'yoim echod. Whenever you have a korban which can be eaten for one day, which means the daytime in which it is sacrificed, followed by the night. When does that end? Also, mitzvah son ad sheyale amud hashachar. So Rabban Gamliel has just told you that there are three examples of mitzvahs which essentially can be performed until Amud HaShachar. Number one, Kriya Shema. Number two, the sacrificing of the meat of the korban. And number three, the korban being eaten. So here comes the obvious question. So Imkei, Lomo, Omru, Chachomim, Ad Chatzos. So why indeed? And the answer is, Kedei Leharchik Tzodom Minu Aviro. As a barrier. In order to distance a person from the Avira. They were worried. If they would tell you that yes, even lechatchila, you are allowed to say Kriya Shema all night long, or even lechatchila, you can be makriv the korban or eat the korban all night long, then we are running a very big risk. People might wait till the last minute and then miss it. So we have a buffer zone. And we tell you, read Kriya Shema by Chatzos. Ah, so what happens indeed if you miss Chatzos? Have I really missed it? Between you and me? No. Because I never meant to say that the zman of the mitzvah is till Chatzos. The zman of the mitzvah is all night long. I only said to Chatzos, lechatchila, so that you should steer clear from Avera. You shouldn't run the risk of missing out to the last moment.
How can we say harchik min Avera, where all you're just not fulfilling is an asay?
Yeah, good question. Here, Avera definitely means a bittul mitzvah, quite right. Okay. Doesn't mean you're over an Avera as such. But that, for example, is always the risk if you daven mincha late. Meaning, in most shuls, you'll find a mincha at lunchtime at 1 o'clock or 1:15, and then maybe another minyan just before the shkia, let's say nowadays at 7 o'clock. So if you rely on that minyan, you're running a very big risk. Because if all of a sudden an oinus happens, that's it, you're finished. You've missed out mincha. Okay, there's a lot of Rashi. We're not going to be able to see all of it today, but let's at least begin Rashi. Says Rashi. Hekta chalovim ve'ivorim shel korbonois shenizrak domon bayoim. Those korbonois whose blood was sprinkled during the day, the emurim or the chalovim have to be sacrificed at night. Evorim, chalovim, sorry, I missed out. Mitzvosom lahalois kol halaylo. Essentially, the mitzvah applies all night long. Ve'enon nifsolim b'lina. Ad sheyale amud hashachar. What's lina? Lina literally means an overnight lodging or an overnighter. There is a halacha that once a korban has been left overnight, lina, then what happens? It becomes what we call noisa. Noisa means it's left over, you've missed the time. So the big question is, at which point do we say that it becomes noisa? At which point do we say it's gone overnight? So says Rashi, I'll be perfectly honest, really lina is only if it remained over the entire night, over Amud HaShachar. Ve'enon nifsolim belila ad sheyale Amud HaShachar. Ve'en lemato min hamizbeach. What does that mean, ve'en lemato min hamizbeach? They are beneath the mizbeach. What's beneath the mizbeach? It means not having been put on Mizbeach. It'll become posel belina if they go overnight and they are still beneath the Mizbeach, meaning not having yet been put on the Mizbeach. Diksiv loy yolin laboiker. The issa is to lodge all the way until the morning. So you've got to make sure that before the morning arrives, meaning before Amud HaShachar, you've got to sacrifice what? Chalovim, which are the fats of shel kol korbanos, or the evarim of an oila, Remember, in Oilo, everything goes up on a Mizbeach. And so too, V'chol ha'ne'echolim l'yoyim echod, any korban which has one day to be eaten. K'goin chatos, v'osham, v'kivsei atzeres, the sheep that you bring as a sacrifice on Shavuos, u'menochais, v'toido, all of those korbanos, mitzvasom, zman achilosom, when is the time for eating them? Ad she'yale amud ha'shachar. Then v'hu mevion liyois maisar. If you pass Amud HaShachar, then you have brought it to the realms of Noisa. Once again, the Ksiv B'Toida, it says, with regard to Korban Toida, lo yaniach menu ad boike, v'kulam mitoida yilmudu. And we learn all of them from Toida. So we have a general rule over here, both with regard to the sacrificing and also the eating of the Korban. The mitzvah is, don't allow it to become noisa. Noisa means it has not been sacrificed or it has not been eaten in the allotted time. When is the allotted time? Until Amud HaShachar. With the obvious question, so why did Chazal say till Chatzos? And that's what we're going to see. It says one more Rashi we'll see for today. Im kein, lomo omru chachomim ad Chatzos. So why indeed did Chachomim say until Chatzos? With regard to Kriya Shema, u'b'achilas kodshim. If you're telling me that the Zman is really all night long, so why did they limit it to only Chatzos? So that we'll have to see in tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, this Rashi of Kedila Harkei Ka'odom Min Ha'aveira. Okay, good to get back, everybody. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to see this Rashi. And then we will start the Gemara, but then there's a lengthy Tosfos, the top Tosfos, that we also have to see. Tosfos discusses this point in Rashi about saying Kriya Shema at the early minyan for Maariv. Rashi was very bothered. Why are you saying Kriya Shema at the early minyan? Remember, Rashi established, we have to see whether everybody agrees, but Rashi says you are not Yotze the Mitzvah if you say Kriya Shema Meboid Yoyim. Well, what's the point of doing so then? So Rashi's chiddush was based on Yerushalmi, in order that you should enter tefillah mitoich divrei Torah. We'll see a lengthy discussion about this in the top tesis.